Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Manning reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayberry moves to third. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae throws the ball into White, who tags Bell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. McRae moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Frank White. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stinson now playing second base. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.